Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, I'm very excited and honored to interview Priyanka Kushwaha, who is within our department at the University of Arizona. Hi, Priyanka. How are you doing?
Hi, Monica. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Keeping it real. We're going to jump right in to talk about your program and your position at the University of Arizona.
I'm a postdoc at University of Arizona. So I did my bachelor's and master's in India, and then I moved to US to do my PhD in biochemistry. I was a student at Florida International University in Florida. So I took 6 years to graduate. And then I moved to Tucson because the program was really exciting and was a good transition from my PhD work. I'm a soil microbiologist by training, and I'm interested in looking at the biogeochemical functions of soil microbes. How are the microbes, which are below ground in the soil, how are they changing the nutrients so it becomes bioavailable for the plants to uptake and use that? And as we all know that in Tucson and in Arizona, particularly because it is desert, we don't have a lot of nutrients that is required for plants to grow. I am particularly interested in the nitrogen cycle. So how are the nitrogen species being changed in organic form by the microbes in the soils, and whether microbes are competing with plant to get that nitrogen source, or it's just that they recycle and whoever can win the battle, they take it. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, hold on. So if we had a tablespoon of soil, how many microbes are in that tablespoon?
It's like about a million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, microbes, microbiologists love to say that microbes rule the world. They're like super hilarious.
I agree with them.
Of course you do, because you're a microbiologist. Yeah. They're like, microbes, they'll take over one day, right? She's nodding her head very animately right now. What are you particularly looking at with the Sonoran Desert soils?
So we're looking at the creosote borsage ecosystem because that's the climax species. And I will define that term, which is relatively new for me. Climax species is that species which will be the last one if the land, like the soil, degrades. Climax species will be the one that will grow.
Creosote bush is that beautiful smell, right, when it rains. And that will be the last plant standing.
Looking at the functions of these microbes under the canopy of the creosote bush, as well as the gaps that we have, because deserts have patch gap vegetation. So I'm trying to look at, are the functions different performed by the microbes under the canopy? So it will give me more information of how the plants are interacting with the microbes versus the gaps.
What do you want to do when you're done?
My overall goal is to understand everything about microbes, which is impossible, but their functions. And we know from all the literature and research that is ongoing and have been done in the past that they are beneficial for the soil, right? Yeah. So how can we use that to our advantage? So those are the kind of research I'm aiming towards, but I definitely feel a calling towards like environmental justice.
Dr. Kushwaha, what do you listen to?
This is a hard one. It's hard than explaining my research. So lately, I haven't been listening to music, but when I do, I listen to some Bollywood music.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was an honor talk to you today.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.